In this latest Edgar podcast, we are delighted to talk with Italian golfer Riccardo Bianciardi, who, born with a neurological condition which made early life challenging, would fall in love with golf when he was just 12 years old at school near Siena. Golf has helped him to offer his smile and generosity to others ever since. We are also delighted that though Riccardo is learning and improving his English, he was absolutely keen to talk to us in his own words for this article in English, which was his way of supporting our Edgar ethos to bring great stories like this to the light. So let's meet Riccardo Bianciardi and learn what makes him tick. Riccardo Bianciardi from the beautiful old city of Siena in Tuscany is a strong advertisement for all the good in Italian golf as he says hello to us in his smart azure blue Italian shirt bearing his national badge, greeting us with a wide smile and still youthful good looks at the age of 33. For a long time now, golf has been a salvation for him, helping him engage with life following the neurological condition he was born with, but also as a balm for recent struggles that have certainly drawn upon his reserves of courage. In October 2018, Riccardo had a kidney transplant that wasn't successful. He had to begin kidney dialysis, but looking for distraction after 5 months, he took part in his first Edgar event, the Italian Open, which he duly won. Fate would play its hand again in 2022. Riccardo had a second kidney transplant, which this time went well, and 9 months later he won the Edgar Giovanni Nasi International, also in Italy. To have got himself well after surgery to play like this is clearly an amazing feat and a mark of the man. Riccardo's childhood was at times difficult, born as he was with a neurological condition, cortical dysplasia, with hemiplegia, a weakened right side. His balance is further compromised by having irregular shaped feet. These issues would mean that contact sports such as football were difficult for the young Riccardo. However, when he was 12 years old and at school in the village of Poggibonsi near Siena, he took part in a project for a sport that was perhaps perfect for him. Riccardo discovered golf. He has never looked back. Since his first sessions in the game in 2004, he has worked hard to improve his skills and make a name for himself in the golfing community. His job in supermarket retail is ideal for managing his time in order to practice frequently, and he is a member of a Badia golf club. And with a handicap today of just under 10, Riccardo is now one of the top players with a disability in the Net World Rankings, the WR4GD. He tells us,
I was born with the cortical dysplasia, with the hemiplegia, and we can on the right side. Golf is my bird. But I found personal growth, you never to give up, and remain patient. I discovered golf with my golf school project, and it was love at first sight. Today, I'm a member of the Abdia Golf Club in Colle Valdese. Over the years, with my golf teachers, I'm managing to find right golf for me, improving to a level I'm happy with.
Riccardo's golf journey had not been without its hurdles. The challenge of hemiparesis, a constant companion, demanded unwavering focus and resilience. Yet Riccardo approached each obstacle with a steely resolve, working tirelessly to improve strength along with his skill levels and enhancing technique, while looking to transfer his weight in each shot in the right way for best balance throughout his swing.
Certainly, with my disability, balance and weight management in my leg and feet remain a great test for me. With the hemiparesis, some twisting for a better shot creates difficulty and loss of balance. But I'm working on stretching my body for better stability. Like a golfer, it took time to get the result.
5 years ago, Riccardo embarked on a new chapter, venturing into Edgar competitions where he found inspiration in the stories of fellow players. At events, he discovered camaraderie and a shared passion, a community united by their love for the game. He took his golf handicap to under 10 and loves the hard challenge the game presents.
The beauty of golf is the challenge between you and the course. Have I always worked hard and try love to my of the golf course and enjoy it. Also, I'm very competitive. Currently, my handicap is 9.9. I've been playing ethical competitions since 2019. Inspiring to see other players with their own story sharing this beautiful sport.
However, Ricardo's most remarkable triumph came in 2022, when, as mentioned, just 9 months after undergoing a kidney transplant, he clinched victory at the Edgar Giovanni Nasi International in Italy. The next big achievement saw him qualify for and win the 2023 RSM European Net Playoffs in England. Here, Ricardo helped to light up this event held at North Hants Golf Club, west of London, with his friendly welcome for fellow players and officials and his clear sense of humour out on the course. For 3 days, the man from Tuscany was a vital part of a quartet of Italians who shared their pride in the blue of the Azzurri with everyone present. After his victory, the first person Ricardo called was his father.
Afterwards, I was emotional. It was wonderful to play with the Italian badge on my shoulder. I called my father and he was enjoyed and crying on the phone.
Fast forward to January 2024 and Ricardo found himself on the cusp of a new adventure, preparing to make his debut on the G4D Tour, which is staged by the DP World Tour and Edgar for qualifying players through the world ranking. The Ras Al Khaimah Championship was in fact the first net tournament staged by the G4D Tour, and Ricardo had qualified, being at that point 11th in the net rankings. Describing it as a great honour to play, he later said,
"The G4D Tour event in Emirates was a sovereign experience. I never imagined I could go there, especially for golf. It was the first G4D net event and I was part of it, which was amazing."
The Italian would finish just 2 shots behind the eventual champion, Robin Rambo Singh of South Africa, coming so close to victory, but for a few stray shots near the end of the final round and finishing in third place.
"My family was super happy with how the tournament went, and I was given a super welcome when I returned home. Holding out the hand, I regret a little bit for 2 mistakes a few holes from the hand, but it's golf, and it's okay."
At the time of writing, Ricardo could aim to go 1 or 2 places better, as he had once again qualified for the G4D Tour, this time for the Andalusia Masters in October 2024, at the iconic venue of Real Club de Golf Sotogrande. Thrilled to be invited, for Ricardo it is exciting to be in the mix again.
"For the G4D Tour and the Master, it was not a surprise to be invited because I didn't think I would get back in the field. The night I received the invitation, I was thrilled and can't wait to be there. I hope to be ready, but I have no expectation. The important thing is to be there."
Ricardo says the G4D Tour symbolises more than just a platform for competition. It has been a beacon of hope and inclusion. Through initiatives like G4D and the Edgar Tour, Ricardo says such events encourage us to improve ourselves and to work harder. Golf is undoubtedly more than a game for Ricardo. It has become a canvas upon which he paints his dreams and defies the limits of possibility.
"I would like to thank my parents, first of all, because they have always supported me through my journey, and I'm devoted to them for the best I'm now. My girlfriend, who is always next to me, and also to my mentor, who introduced me to this wonderful sport and who believed me from an early age. We haven't seen each other for several years, but we continue to talk, and this made me very happy. Finally, I would like to thank my golf club Abadia and my sponsor Stefano Hablati. I thank everyone for all their help."
Looking back to when he first played as a boy, it's perhaps surprising that his first golf hero was not a top Italian player, but Nick Doherty from Bootle near Merseyside in England. The young Ricardo obviously saw a little of himself in Doherty, who rose to become a multiple winner on the then European Tour and is now a respected Sky Sports Golf commentator. Ricardo loved everything about Doherty, from his shaggy hairstyle to his impish smile.
As a child, I followed Nick Doherty. I liked his game, attitude, and by smiling. At the time, I wore a visor and camp hair, and I had a color bag, just like Nick. Unfortunately, when I learned of his retirement, I was sad. But today, when I see him on TV and social media, it makes me smile, especially see him in G4D Message. He's a fantastic commentator now.
Both this charming Italian and his English golf hero Doherty now present themselves with smarter hairstyles, while both men possess smiles that appear to be in part forged by all that is good about the game. These are the smiles of people who have great things to get up for in the morning and who love what they do. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.